Hello and welcome to ProYaku Live here on a Friday evening. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live. We're at Nagoya Dome where the Chunichi Dragons are taking on the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. On the mound for the Dragons this evening is Martinez. It'll be Kuroda for Hiroshima. Martinez finishes up his warm-up pitches. The first batter he'll be facing is leadoff hitter Ogata. It's a light crowd here at Nagoya Dome this evening. Not necessarily the most popular two teams facing off tonight. Big in the news this morning from yesterday was Hoshino Kantoku returned to Japan, or Hoshino Special Director. He was greeted by about 300 members of the press and fans at Kansai International Airport, and he said no, he is not taking the job with the Giants. Nonetheless, we're just about ready to get underway. Ogata stands in. Martinez looks in for his first sign. Into the windup, and the first pitch of the ball game, called strike one on the outside corner. It's 6:01, and this ball game is now underway. Martinez swings, next pitch down low, taken for ball one by Ogata, right-handed batter. Martinez into the windup, and the next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes, one ball the count. The next offering swung on and hit to right field. Right fielder comes in a couple steps. Fukudome stops and makes a catch for out number one. That'll bring up number two batter, Yamasaki. The first offering, called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two quick strikes on Yamasaki. The two-strike no-ball pitch swung on and fouled off. This ball will go into the stands while the first baseman gives chase. Next pitch, Yamasaki can't check his swing. Strike three. Nice pitch, low and outside, or just outside, not low. And actually, it was over the plate. Replay looked a lot different than the first time I saw it. Looked like a much better pitch on the replay. That'll bring up Akagojira Shima. First pitch misses low, ball one. Second offering also misses, ball two. Martinez's third offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws over to first and gets Shima by a step. And that retires the Carp in order here in the first inning. So, after half an inning of play here at Nagoya Dome, we have no score. Kuroda. Okay. I think I found my tongue. Kuroda on the mound for the Hiroshima Carp. Here this evening, he's become Hiroshima's main ace. He'll be facing Araki, Ibata, and Tatsunami here in the bottom of the first inning. And Kuroda's first offering of the night, down the middle, called strike one. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman has the ball, shovels to the covering pitcher, who comes over, crosses first base well ahead of Araki. For out number one. That'll bring up Ibata, batting 324 on the season. The first pitch misses inside, ball one. Second pitch, a weak swing, kind of swinging late there, fouling it back behind the catcher. That evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch, Ibata backs out of the way of that one, coming in at his knees. The fourth offering misses down low, one strike, three balls the count to Chunichi's number two batter. Kuroda into the windup, and the pitch misses inside, ball four. So we have the first base runner of the ball game, and Tatsunami coming up to the plate. Oh, 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 oh. Tatsunami, batting 247 on the year, 7 home runs and 48 RBIs. Kuroda throws over to first, where Ibata dives back. From the set, Kuroda comes to the plate. The first pitch to Tatsunami misses high and away, ball one. So that's five straight balls, for Kuroda. Second offering, swung on and grounded weakly to the left side. Third baseman up with it, throws to first in time. Ibata moves to second on the play. Weak grounder to the left side made it hard to get Ibata. That's the second out of the inning, and it brings up Woods with a runner at second base. Woods is batting 306 on the year, 30 home runs, 81 RBIs. First pitch catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Woods steps out of the box shaking his head. I don't think he agreed with that call. It was a pretty good pitch. The second offering misses outside. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman has it. He scoops to covering Kuroda at first base. And we have three outs. So, Chunichi had a base runner, got him as far as second, but no further. At the end of one complete, we have no score. Back to action at Nagoya Dome. Arai coming to the plate for Hiroshi McCarp, and the first pitch to him misses just outside for ball one. Martinez into the windup, and the second offering is right down the middle, taken for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Martinez's third offering misses up high. One strike, two balls, the count. Fourth pitch just catches the outside corner. Called strike two. Evening the count at 2-2. And the fifth offering misses outside. And we have our first full count pitch of the evening. Shobu pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. It was kind of high and away. Could very well have been ball four. But I protecting the plate. The Shobu pitch again, swung on and lined over jumping second baseman and into center field. Base hit. So that's the first base hit of this ball game. Here in the top of the second. Score tied at 0-0. And that'll bring up number 5 batter for Hiroshima, Maeda. Maeda hit a pair of home runs last night against Hanshin. Two of his 22 on the year. First pitch hits him. Maeda was backing out of the way, and it looks like it hit him on the forearm. No, it hit the bat. Maeda falls back, and the ball hits the bat. So it's a foul ball. First pitch. Martinez brushing him back onto the ground there. Martinez's second offering misses down low over the outside part of the plate. That evens the count at 1-1. Maeda the batter. They have the leadoff runner at eye on board. And the next pitch just catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Adai takes his lead at first base. Nobody out here in the top of the second inning. No score in this one so far. Next pitch, swung on and hit deep to right field. Right fielder Fukudome goes back, looks up, Haita! Home run! Maeda, home runs two nights in a row now. After being brushed back off of the plate with the first pitch, comes back three pitches later and delivers the ball over the right field wall. So, Hiroshima strikes first with two runs on Maeda's two-run home run deep into the stands and right. And that'll bring up first baseman Kurihara. First pitch taken low and away by Kurihara. Ball one. Batting 336 on the season. Next pitch flies well over Tanishige's and the umpire's head and goes back to the backstop. That home run Martinez threw to Maeda was way up high. Not as high as this last pitch, but Out of the strike zone high. Next pitch taken low, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. No, no balls, three no strikes, three balls to count. And Kurihara takes the next pitch and walks on four pitches. Was Martinez shaken by that home run? That'll bring up second baseman Franco. Franco came up from the Hiroshima Carp Academy recently. The first pitch is taken down the middle for a called strike one. Martinez throws over to first. Kurihara diving back in. Martinez, left-handed pitcher. Martinez at the plate, right-handed, or Franco at the plate, right-handed rather. Next pitch, taken up in the strike zone over the outside corner for a called strike two. The third offering, Franco protects the plate, fouling this one off to the third base side, pulling it past his third base coach, who delivers a sign to Franco and the and Kurihara at first. There's nobody out here in the second inning. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the backstop. Two strikes, no balls, still the count. Hiroshima has scored two so far. Leadoff base hit by Arai, followed by a big two-run home run to Maeda. Maeda had hit two in Hiroshima yesterday against Hanshin. A throw over to first, and Kurihara's back in head first. The next pitch swung on and lined into left field. This ball is going all the way to the wall. Kurihara comes drifting into second base. Franco has himself a stand-up double. That'll bring up catcher Kura. Kuda is only batting 176 on the year, two home runs and 13 RBIs. He's got runners at second and third and nobody out. Here in the top of the second, two runs already in for Hiroshima this inning. First pitch swung on and hit deep to left center. This'll score a run. Left fielder throws the ball back to third base, as Kurihara comes across to score on the sacrifice fly. And Hiroshima takes a 3-0 lead. That'll bring up pitcher Kuroda. One out now. Runner remains at second base. The first pitch, Kuroda squares to bunt, takes the ball. Kuroda batting 108 on the season, no home runs and two RBIs. The second offering, taken for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kuroda squaring as the pitch is being delivered. Not showing bunt from the start, but the first two pitches he's squared. Third pitch, he's taking all the way, not squaring this time, for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count to Kuroda. And the next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side, right at the shortstop. Looks the runner back, throws on to first for out number two. So, we've got two down now. Franco still at second base, and back to the top of the order in Ogata. Ogata is batting 311 on the season with 17 home runs. The first pitch misses up and away, ball one. Second offering, called strike one down the middle. That evens the count at 1-1. Yokohama has scored in the top of the first inning at Jingu and leads Yakult 1-0 after one. Next pitch, called strike two to Ogata on the outside part of the plate. Giants and Hanshin scoreless after one. Dakuten Seibu also scoreless after one at Seibu Invoice Dome. Hanshin returning home after their death road trip. The fourth pitch swung on and fouled back and out of play. Count remains two strikes, one ball to Ogata. Oryx and Lotte. Oryx failed to score in the top of the first inning at Chiba Marine Stadium. Lotte coming up to bat. Next offering, swung on and grounded up the middle. Shortstop plays the ball back behind the second base bag. Throws on to first in time for out number three. Nice play by Ibata behind the second base bag. And the side is retired, but not before Hiroshima scores three on a two-run home run by Maeda and a sacrifice fly by Kuda. At the end of one and a half, Hiroshima takes a 3-0 lead. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. Hiroshima Carp taking a 3-0 lead in the top of this inning. For the Chunichi Dragons, they'll be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Fukudome, Alex, and Morino. Fukudome is batting .322, 18 home runs and 72 RBIs on the season. First pitch outside but swung on and missed by the left-handed batter. Strike one. Fukudome trying to reach for that one. Getting nothing but air. The second offering misses low and inside. That evens the count at 1-1. Third offering, swung on and fouled back and out of play. Two strikes, one ball, the count on Fukudome, leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Chunichi Dragons. Kuroda into the windup, and the fourth offering misses low and inside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses inside. Ball three. The first full count by Kuroda. And the Shobu pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Fukudome goes down, trying to reach for an outside pitch again. That'll bring up Alex. Alex batting .280, 16 home runs, 68 RBIs on the season. He's been a good find for Chunichi. First pitch fails to hold up. Strike one. The Dragons had originally gotten some other gaijin who decided he'd rather go to Boston. Alex grounds the next pitch to the shortstop, who throws on to first for out number two. So instead of that guy who didn't want to come to Japan after all, after he was put on waivers by his club, Junichi picked up Alex Ochoa, but his last name kind of sounds like Ochokochoy, which is clumsy, so they decided to go with his first name, Alex. Nonetheless, Morino comes up to bat and takes first pitch for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Next offering is fouled off his own foot. Two quick strikes on Morino by Kuroda. The third pitch in the dirt, taken for ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. The two strike one ball pitch misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman dives for the ball, throws the ball overhand to the covering Kuroda. in time for out number three. Nice play by first baseman Kurihara. And the Chunichi Dragons are retired in order. So, at the end of two complete, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp lead this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the third inning. Hiroshima will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Yamasaki, Shima, and Arai. The first pitch by Martinez to Yamasaki misses low and away. Ball one. Here to start the third inning. The Giants have scored one against Hanshin in the top of the second inning and lead Hanshin by a score of 1-0 at Koshien. Next pitch misses outside, Yamasaki squaring to bunt. That would be a safety bunt. Next offering just catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Yamasaki batting 212 on the season. He struck out his first at bat. The only strikeout so far by Martinez. The next offering fouled up and over the backstop. That evens the count at 2-2. Two-two pitch, misses in the dirt inside, ball three. And that's the second time Martinez has gone full. So the Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Tatsunami up with it. Throws well in time to first base, one away. That'll bring up Akagojira, right fielder, Shima. For the Giants, it was Nishi's 10th home run of the year that scored their lone run. First pitch to Shima. Just catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Next offering, Shima checks his swing, but the third base umpire says no he didn't. Strike two. And I'd agree with the third base umpire, he did go around. Shima batting 269 on the season. Grounded out to short, his first at bat. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. Next offering, down low, but Shima manages to get a piece of the bat on it, fouling it off past the first base coach. That ball was almost in the dirt, but Shima somehow managed to get a piece of wood on it. Next offering swung on and grounded. Looked like it was in fair territory, but called foul. Perhaps it hit his foot. So the count remains, two strikes, one ball to Shima. With one out here in the top of the third inning, Hiroshima leading 3-0. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to the right side. Rhodes goes over, Martinez comes over to cover, and Shima flies past the bag just in front of Martinez. And he has himself an infield base hit to the first baseman. Woods took his time, Martinez took his time, and Shima, on the replay, I think Martinez just beat him. I think the umpire missed that one. Nonetheless, that'll bring up third baseman Arai. It keeps sounding like I'm saying Edai. It's not that. The first offering. And Shima is running the second base. Tanishige's throw cuts him down. So Shima is caught stealing on the first pitch to Adai. A pitch low and outside. I think the umpire missed this call too, but hey, that fixes it, huh? As he was sliding in to second, the shortstop touched him in the stomach, which was up away from the base. And I think that Adai managed to get his foot in there before he was tagged out, but the umpire was behind the back of Shima and could not see where the tag was placed. Nonetheless, the next pitch was taken for strike one, and after that, misses outside, ball one. One strike, two balls the count. And the next pitch is swung on and driven deep to left, but this one slices foul. Regardless of what I said about it being the first ball, that was the second ball the pitch before, and that evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Adai. Strikeout swinging. That's the second strikeout for Martinez today. And it retires the side for Hiroshima. So, even though there was an infield base hit, it's 3-up, 3-down for the Carp. In the top of the third, and going to the bottom of the third, they continue to lead this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hiroshima Toyo Carp are leading the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 3-0. Junichi in the bottom of the third here will be sending up catcher Tanishige, pitcher Martinez, and the top of the order, second baseman Araki. Infield stands at the lower deck are pretty full on the right-hand side here at Nagoya Dome today. Visitor side, left-hand side, sparsely populated, but fair crowd. Of course, the outfield bleachers, full on both sides. The first pitch to Tanishige by Kuroda is swung on and fouled off toward the third base dugout. One quick strike on the former Bay Star catcher. The second offering swung on and grounded right back to Kuroda, who throws over to first for out number one. That brings up pitcher Martinez. Martinez, 1-for-23 on the season. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. After two complete, the Yokohama Bay Stars lead Yakult 1-0, thanks to Koike's solo home run in the first. Second pitch to Martinez is inside, but called strike two by the umpire. I don't think Martinez thought so. Nonetheless, pitch number three is swung on and missed. Strike three swinging for Martinez. And that's the second strikeout for Kuroda. Two strikes apiece here for the two pitchers. And we're up to the top of the order in Araki. Batting 279 on the season, one home run, 27 RBIs. He grounded out to first in the first inning. First pitch to Araki, misses outside, ball one. Giants lead Hanshin after two complete. Nishi's 10th home run, a solo shot in the second, being the only score. Next pitch with Araki squaring the bunt. He jumps out of the way as the ball is coming toward his face. As he's leaning over the plate, of course. No strikes, two balls the count. The third offering swung on and grounded through the left side into left field. Base hit. That is the first Junichi hit of the evening. The only other Junichi base runner so far was Ibata, who's coming up next, who walked in the first inning. So, with Araki on first base and two out, Ibata comes up to the plate. Rakuten and Seibu are scoreless after 2.5 innings at Seibu Invoice Dome. And Oryx and Lotte are also scoreless after 1.5 at Chiba Marine Stadium. Throw over to first. Araki back standing up. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and SoftBank Hawks are off tonight. Next pitch swung on and fouled off back to the backstop. was actually the first pitch. As Kuroda throws over to first again, keeping Araki close. Araki diving back this time. It's 3-0 here at Nagoya Dome. Hiroshima leading. Next pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, no balls to shortstop Ibata. Kuroda comes set. Third offering. Kind of a late swing, just getting a piece of it, felling it off to the first base side. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Ibata protecting the plate. Kuroda comes set, throws over to first base, where Araki dives back in. Do it all again. Two strikes, no balls to count. And the third offering misses way outside. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball to count. With a runner on, that really slows down the pace of the game. Another throw over to first. Ibata back in hand first. His uniform really isn't that dirty for diving in so often. Another throw over to first, and ooh, that was close. Two strikes, one ball, the count to the batter Ibata. Next pitch, ooh, just misses outside. That evens the count at 2-2. Two pitch, swung on and punched just past the second baseman. Ibata rounds second, heads into third, and the throw to third is cut off. Ibata, a base hit up the middle, moves Araki to third base, and Chunichi is threatening here in the bottom of the third inning. With two down, Araki singled, and now Ibata also singles, putting runners at the corners with two down. That'll bring up third baseman Tatsunami. Tatsunami grounded out to the shortstop, his first at bat. Batting 246 on the season, 7 home runs and 48 RBIs. The first offering to Tatsunami, in there, called strike one at the knees. Sackey taking a good-sized lead from third base. Second offering to Tatsunami misses just inside, ball one. Kuroda comes set. Steps toward third base. Not throwing. Have to do it again. 1-1 the count to Tatsunami. Chunichi trailing by a score of 3-0. Here in the bottom of the third inning, looking for a big two-out rally here with runners at the corners. Two down. The third offering misses just up high. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Kuroda comes set. And the pitch. Swung on and lifted to the left side. Left fielder goes back and just in front of the warning track in left center makes the catch for out number three. So with two down, back-to-back singles put runners at the corners for Chunichi, but they come up empty. And after three complete, trail this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. We're going to the fourth inning here on Pro Yaki Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. Maeda stands in, and the first pitch by Martinez in the fourth inning is a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Maeda batting 312 on the season. Homered his first at bat. And the second offering here, he lines the ball through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Maeda's two-run home run in the second inning was his 23rd home run of the year. And that'll bring up Kurihara. Kurihara drew a base on balls and came around to score in the second inning. First pitch called strike on the inside corner. Kurihara was backing out of the way of that pitch. Throw over to first, and Maeda's back diving in. Lotte has scored a run in the bottom of the second inning. Takes a 1-0 lead at Chiba Marine over Oryx. And the next offering is swung on and lined into left center field, base hit. Back-to-back base hits here in the top of the fourth inning. And Ochiai comes out to have a word with Martinez. Martinez has thrown 63 pitches to 15 batters so far. Allowed 6 hits, has walked 1, struck out 2, and allowed 3 runs. Second baseman Franco coming up next. Franco hit a double to left his first at bat. And it looks like we're having a pitching change. Martinez is heading to the first base dugout. The next pitcher coming in is Suzuki. So, while Suzuki comes in and warms up, let's have a look at the other games going on this evening. Here at Hiroshima, the Hiroshima Carp lead this one 3-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Runners at first and second, nobody out. At Jingu, the Yakult Swallows are hosting the Yokohama Bay Stars. Yokohama has Saito on the mound, Yakult Ishikawa. And Koike's 16th home run of the season, a solo shot in the first inning, is the difference in that one after 3 complete. At Koshien, the Hanshin Tigers returning home after their long road of death. Where they really didn't do that bad this year. The Giants are leading that one by a score of 1-0. A solo home run by Nishi in the second inning, the difference in the game. 42-year-old Kudo on the mound for the Giants. Darwin pitching for Hanshin. At Cebu Invoice Dome, the Cebu Lions and Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are tied 0-0 after 3.5 innings. And finally, over at Chiba Marine Stadium, the Chiba Lotte Marines lead the Oryx Buffaloes by a score of 1-0 after 2 complete. The Chiba game started at 6:15. So they're a bit behind the rest of the games. Suzuki finishes his warm-up pitches for Chunichi, and he'll be facing Franco to start things off. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Martinez relieved after that. Franco, 9-26 on the season. He was just called up very recently by Hiroshima. One of many Dominican players that the Carp are grooming from their Dominican Republic Academy. Suzuki throws over to second, but Maeda is back in plenty of time. We've actually had somebody go to the Dominican Republic. He was doing research on Soriano, and he posted quite a few pictures and a short log of his time in the Dominican at the Carp Academy. Franco attempts to bunt the first pitch, bunting it foul up the first base side. Not a very good first bunt attempt, as the ball went up in the air quite a bit. And now he's got his signs mixed up and is going up to talk to the third base coach. He had twirled his finger to have him go through the signs one more time, and then they just walked up to each other, met in the middle. One thing that they do teach at the Carp Academy is how to speak Japanese. So even though there is a Dominican interpreter there in the dugout with Hiroshima, he can understand what the coaches want from him. But Suzuki steps off the mound as Ibata is playing behind Maeda's back at second base. Franco steps out to get the signs again. I don't know, he's only thrown one pitch and he's been up there for an awful long time, Suzuki has. The second offering swung on and grounded to the shortstop. Ibata throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. So Franco grounds into a 6-4-3 double play. That moves Maeda to third base. And we now have two down. Runner at third base. Catcher Kuda up to the plate, but he's going to be walked intentionally as Tanishige stands up and calls for four pitches outside. Kuroda, the pitcher, is on deck. That's ball three. And the next pitch, way high and outside. Ball four. So Kuda draws an intentional base on balls. And that'll bring up pitcher Kuroda with runners at the corners and two away. Kuroda grounded out to the shortstop, his first at bat. Four for 38, 105 average, no home runs, but two RBIs on the season. If he can poke the ball out of the infield, that'll be a third RBI and help his cause here at Nagoya Dome. First pitch misses up and away. Ball one. The second offering misses outside. Ball two. So, to the opposing pitcher, after issuing an intentional walk, Suzuki misses with his first two pitches to Kuroda. next pitch, that one's down the middle for a called strike one. Kuroda squaring away there, but taking all the way. Suzuki comes set. The next offering, swung on and missed, strike two. Good pitch on the inside corner by Suzuki. Evening the count at 2-2. Suzuki set. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side. Good cut by Kuroda. Suzuki has his sign. Comes set. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman Woods heads it. Jogs to the first base bag himself. And the side is retired. So, a pair of base hits to lead the inning off. Come up to nothing. And at the end of 3.5 innings, Hiroshima continues to lead this one by a score of 3-0. Summer vacation coming to an end here in Japan. Most schools start up again next week. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Nagoya Dome. Kuroda on the mound for Hiroshima. Shutout so far through the first three innings. Kuroda giving up just one base on balls and two hits so far. For the Chunichi Dragons here in the bottom of the fourth inning, they'll be sending up cleanup batters Woods, Fukudome, and Alex. The Yakult Swallows have battled back, scoring three runs in the third inning to take a 3-1 lead. After 3.5 innings at Jingu Kyujo. The first offering to Woods here misses low and away. Ball one. Woods grounded out to first base, his first at bat. Next offering just misses outside, ball two. Cebu Lions finally break the knotted score at Cebu Invoice Dome, scoring a run in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still batting in the fourth, leading Docton Golden Eagles 1-0. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball three. No strikes. Three balls to Woods. Woods most definitely has the go-ahead on no three. The fourth pitch down the middle, but taken for a called strike one. So, maybe he doesn't have the go-ahead. Lotte continues to lead Oryx 1-0 after 3.5 at Chiba Marine Stadium. The fifth offering misses way up high. And Woods draws the leadoff base on balls. This is the second walk given up by Kuroda this evening. And that brings up Fukudome. Fukudome batting 322, 18 home runs, and 72 RBIs on the season. He struck out his first at bat. First pitch taken on the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. The second offering misses outside. That evens the count at 1-1 to Fukudome. The Chunichi Dragons are batting in the bottom of the fourth inning here at Nagoya Dome, trailing this one by a score of 3-0. Hiroshima's three runs, two of them came off of Maeda's two-run home run in the second inning, and a sacrifice fly by Kuda also in the second is the difference in the game. 3-0. Next pitch is swung on and missed by Fukudome. Fukudome had a full swing on that one, getting nothing but air. Two strikes, one ball the count. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch just misses outside, evening the count at 2-2. Woods is on first base. Kuroda doesn't seem to be too concerned about Woods running. Kuroda's pace hasn't slowed down because of it. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman is giving chase, but this one comes down along the protective fence on the left side. Staying in the grounds. So the count remains two strikes, two balls. Two pitch misses. Up and away. Ball three. That brings the count full. This is the second full count that Kuroda has gone. Both of them with Fukudome. Fukudome striking out with the count full last time at bat. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the left side past the third base coach. Count remains full. I'd like to remind you, if you would like to make any comments, you can reach me at live@japanesebaseball.com. Or have any comment suggestions for the radio show. The Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to shallow left field. Shortstop goes back. Left fielder comes in. And it's shortstop Yamasaki making the catch. for out number one. Woods returns to first base, and that brings up Alex. You can also reach me via Skype, internet telephony. My handle is ProYakuLive, all one word. The first pitch to Alex, and it's a big swing and a miss. Strike one. Alex batting .280 on the season with 16 home runs. Grounded out too short his first at bat in the second inning. The second offering misses low and inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Karp leading this one by a score of 3-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Woods is at first base. We have one out. Alex at the plate. Second offering misses just a little outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls to count. The next offering, Ochoa checks his swing, agreed by the third base umpire on the low and away pitch, or agreed by the first base umpire. One strike, three balls, now the count to Alex. And the pitch, swung on and grounded just foul up the third baseline. That brings the count full. The third full count by Kuroda. Alex was just a wee bit ahead of that one. Pulling the ball up the third baseline, just a little foul. The Shoba pitch is swung on and lifted to right field, but right fielder Shima takes a step in, makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Morino, Chunichi's left fielder. Left-handed batter. He grounded out to first, his first at bat. Batting .283 on the season, 6 home runs, 34 RBIs. Takes the first offering by Kuroda down the middle for a called strike one. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Yokohama has come back with a run in the top of the fourth inning at Jingu, and now trail the Yakult Swallows by a score of 2-3 after four complete. Next pitch to Morino misses inside at the shins. One strike, two balls the count. The Giants have added another run in the fourth inning and lead Hanshin 2-0. In the fourth inning. Next pitch misses low, ball three. One strike, three balls to count. Woods, who led off the inning with a base on balls, is still standing on first base. two outs later. One strike, three balls, the count to Moreno. And the next pitch swung on and grounded to the right side, and it's a nice play by the second baseman, Franco, coming up with the ball, throwing over to second for the force. It looked like he just short-hopped the ball. Nonetheless, the fielder's choice ends the inning for the Chunichi Dragons, and after four complete, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp continue to lead this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Second pitcher for the Chunichi Dragons, Suzuki, is on the mound, having relieved Martinez last inning. He'll be facing the top of the Hiroshima order, Ogata, Yamasaki, and Shima. The first offering to Ogata is called strike one, curving in there over the inside part of the plate. Ogata batting 310 on the season, 0-2 tonight. Flew out to right and grounded to the shortstop. Next pitch, another curveball in there for a called strike two. Suzuki into the windup, and the third offering misses up high. Ball one, two strikes, one ball to count to Ogata. The fourth offering is swung on and missed, strike three. So that's the first strikeout for Suzuki. And that'll bring up Yamasaki. First pitch to Yamasaki misses way outside for ball one. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side, evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off back to the backstop. And the 2-2 pitch again. Swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. I'd also like to invite anybody to join the chat room during these games. I monitor the chat room. Next pitch fouled off to the left side. That's 5 foul balls by Yamasaki this at bat. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Count remains 2-2. And one more foul ball to the right side. Yamasaki is just giving away foul balls this evening. Batting 210 on the season. Maybe he just doesn't hit the ball into fair territory often enough. Next pitch misses low and away. Yamasaki manages to hold up. That brings the count full. Suzuki's 11th offering to Yamasaki. Swung on and grounded up the middle. Suzuki tries to field the ball with his glove. The ball bounces out of his glove and toward third base side. Comes up with the ball. Throws to first just in time. Almost bobbled that ball just a little too much. But manages to get the second out of the inning. That brings up Shima. Shima takes first offering by Suzuki down low and away. Ball one. The second offering is swung on and fouled off to the right side toward the camera box. Just past the first base dugout. The next pitch swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Shima. Shima has grounded out to short and singled. An infield single to Woods at first base. Next pitch misses up and away, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and slapped into left field. One bound, two bound to the left fielder. And Shima has his second hit of the night. A two-out single to left here in the top of the fifth inning. The Cebu Lions put up a total of 5 runs on the board in the bottom of the fourth inning to take a 5-0 lead over the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles at Cebu Invoice Dome. here at Nagoya Dome. Arai takes the first pitch from Suzuki outside for ball one. Shima's at first base. We have two down here in the top of the fifth inning. Hiroshima leading 3-0. Next pitch just catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at one and one. Giants leading Hanshin 2-0 after four complete. The Yakult Swallows add one in the fourth to take a 4-2 lead over the Bay Stars. Next pitch also catches the outside corner to Arai. Two strikes, one ball the count. And Lotte has scored three in the fourth inning at Chiba Marine Stadium to take a 4-0 lead over the Oryx Buffaloes. That game going to the bottom of the fifth. And the next pitch is a called strike three on the outside corner. Suzuki strikes out a pair here in the top of the fifth inning. The Hiroshima Carp get a two-out base hit, but nothing to show for it. At the end of 4.5, here at Nagoya Dome, the Carp lead the Dragons by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning, where it'll be the bottom of the Chunichi Dragon order. Tanishige Martinez, then back to the top in Araki. Kuroda on the mound. For Hiroshima, Kudo is pitching, but for the Giants this evening. Tanishige, who grounded out to first base, his first at bat in the third inning, leads off for the Dragons. And the first pitch is called strike one at the knees. The second offering, up across the letters, called strike two. So Kuroda has two quick strikes on Tanishige. At Koshien, Darwin is out, Agusa is in. Pitching for the Tigers. The next pitch to Tanishige is swung on and grounded to first base. First baseman shovels to the covering Kuroda. And we have one quick out. That'll bring up the pitcher's spot, but it'll be pinch hitter Inoue. Inoue Inu is betting 295 on the season. And he's swinging at the first pitch, slapping the ball toward the alley and left. That ball is one bound to the wall. And Inoue comes into second base, standing up with a one-out stand-up double to the gap in left center. One bounder to the wall. So Inoue has done his job, gotten into scoring position with just one out. And we go to the top of the Chunichi order in Araki. Araki has grounded out to first and singled to left so far this evening. Batting 280, one home run, 27 RBIs on the season. Yokohama scores one in the fifth inning, staying within one from behind Yakult, trailing that one 3-4. Araki takes first pitch for a called strike one. Second offering misses outside. Ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering misses high. Ball two, one strike, two balls to count. To the Dragon leadoff hitter. Runner at second base, one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Chunichi down by 3-0. Pinch hitter Inoue at second base. The fourth offering is a called strike two. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to shortstop, who bobbles the ball, throws to first just in time to get Araki. But Inoue heads over to third base. Yamasaki, I guess, panicked there as the runner had gone in front of him. The ball hitting the heel of his glove, bouncing around at his legs before coming up with it and throwing Araki out. So that's the second out of the inning. And that brings up shortstop Ibata, batting 325 on the season. He's walked and singled so far this evening. The first pitch to Ibata, swung on and grounded to the right side. This is right to Franco, who throws to first for out number 3. So, Chunichi manages to get a runner to third base for the second time this evening, but still come up blank. At the end of five complete, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp continue to lead this one by a score of 3-0. La la la. the ground crew cleans up the field, we can go over other scores. Yokohama scored two in the top of the fifth inning and has tied Yakult at Jingu Kyujo. That 4-4 over there. The Giants score another two in the fifth inning to take a 4-0 lead over Hanshin. Abe, it looked like he doubled over the right field, or over the right fielder, a one hop to the fence at Koshien, driving in two more for the Giants in the fifth inning. The Cebu Lions have scored another one in the fifth inning against Rakuten and now lead 6-0. And Lotte continues to lead the Oryx Buffaloes by a score of 4-0 at Chiba Marine Stadium. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning there. Yamai comes in to pitch for the Chunichi Dragons. He's the third pitcher of the evening. Suzuki having done a very good job of shutting down the Carp for the two innings he pitched. Yamai's first offering to Maeda is a called strike one on the inside corner. Maeda has homered, two-run home run in the second inning, and singled so far tonight. Second offering misses outside, ball one. 1-1 the count. Maeda hit a pair of home runs against Hanshin last night. Next offering in the dirt, taken for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Batting 314, 23 home runs now. Maeda stands in. Left-handed batter facing the right-handed Yamai. Fourth offering also misses inside, ball three. One strike, three balls now the count. And the next pitch swung on and slapped over a jumping Ibata and into left field for a base hit. That'll bring up first baseman Kurihara. Kurihara drew a base on balls in the third inning. Or in the second inning, rather, and later came around to score on a sacrifice fly by Kuda. And he is singled. Maeda Moda show this evening. Three base hits. Three for three so far. Kuroda takes the first pitch low and away, ball one. Batting 341 on the season, 9 home runs, 20 RBIs. Second offering, a curveball in there. Kurihara was ducking out of the way of the pitch, but it came right over the plate. Kurihara was wincing on that one, thinking that he was going to be hit. 1-1 pitch, a broken bat, grounder to the third baseman. Tatsunami up with it, throws to second for one. The relay to first, in time, double play. Bat was a little bit more toward the shortstop. Tatsunami able to play it without interference from the bat. So, we go from nobody out, runner at first, to two down, nobody on. And second baseman Franco at the plate. Franco has doubled and grounded into a double play. Takes first pitch, low and away, ball one. Next pitch, just high enough for a called strike one over the plate. Third offering misses outside. One strike, two balls to count. Yamai into the windup, and the fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. That evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch swung on, this one lifted to the right side. Right fielder Fukudome takes a few steps toward the line and makes the catch for out number three. So, we had a leadoff base runner, but it turns out three up, three down here in the top of the sixth inning. Going to the bottom of the sixth, the Carp continue to lead this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Chunichi Dragons trailing this one by a score of 3-0, hoping to get something going here in the second half of the game. They'll be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5, Tatsunami, Woods, and Fukudome. Tatsunami batting .246 on the season, 7 home runs and 48 RBIs. He's grounded out to short and flown out to left so far this game. Kuroda on the mound, first offering to Tatsunami here, misses outside for ball one. Kuroda's second pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play over the backstop. Kuroda into the windup. Next pitch misses low. Ball two. One strike, two balls to count. The windup and the fourth pitch misses outside. Ball three, one strike, three balls to leadoff hitter Tatsunami here in the top of the sixth inning. Kuroda's fifth pitch. Tatsunami checks his swing on the outside pitch. Third base umpire agrees. And Tatsunami is aboard with a base on balls. That's the third base on balls given up by Kuroda this evening. They haven't come back to haunt him yet, but I wouldn't count on that staying so for very long. Woods comes up to the plate. He grounded out to first and reached on a base on balls, batting 305 on the season now. The first pitch is swung on and lined to right field. Tatsunami rounds second, heads into third. And rounds third, but holds there as the ball comes back. Woods, on the first pitch, has himself a double to the gap in right center. So, with nobody out, the Chunichi Dragons have runners at second and third. Number five batting Fukudome coming up next. Left-handed batter. Kuroda into his biggest pinch of the evening. He's gotten Fukudome to strike out and fly out to shallow left, to the shortstop in shallow left. So far, the first pitch just misses low for ball one. Both times, Kuroda went full with the count to Fukudome. Second offering also misses low, ball two. Is Kuroda not going to give him anything to hit here? First base is open. Alex is on deck. Next pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. One strike, two balls, now the count. The fans in right hoping that Fukudome can send that ball to them. Next pitch swung on and lined through the left side of the infield into left field for a base hit. Tatsunami scores easily from third base. And Fukudome has himself an RBI single to left. The first run for the Chunichi Dragons this evening. Woods moves over to second on the base hit. There's a short powwow on the mound as the infielders decide what to do with runners at the corners and nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kuroda has thrown to 23 batters so far, 87 pitches, given up 5 hits, has walked 3, struck out 2, and that was the first run that just came across. Charge to Kuroda. With runners at the corners and nobody out, center fielder Alex is coming up to the plate. Batting 279 on the season, 16 home runs. Alex is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Grounded out to short and flown out to right. Kuroda steps toward third base, motioning a throw but not releasing the ball. The first offering to Alex is swung on and fouled off to the left side, hitting the protective screen over the third base dugout. Hiroshima looking for a double play here. They'll concede the run for a double play. Next pitch misses just outside, ball one. 1-1 now the count. Third offering misses inside. Ball two, one strike, two balls, the count to Alex. Yakult has matched the Bay Stars' two runs in the fifth with two of their own to regain the lead, 6-4 at Jingakujo. Next pitch to Alex misses just a little tight. One strike, three balls the count. Ducked in has managed to score two in the top of the sixth inning. They're still batting with one out. Next pitch swung on and fouled off by Alex. Pitch a little outside. Could have had ball four there. So the count goes full to Alex. Runners at first and third. Nobody out. One run in so far for Chunichi here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Shobu pitch misses down low. Ball four. That loads the bases for Morino. And is anybody coming out of the Hiroshima dugout yet? No, they are not. So Kuroda stays in. Infield comes in. Bases are loaded, nobody out. Morino at the plate. One run in so far for Chunichi here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The first pitch to Morino is grounded to the first baseman, who throws home for one, but that's all they're going to get. So Morino on the first pitch grounds to the first baseman, who throws home. Morino reaching first on the fielder's choice, everybody else moving up a base. So, one out, bases remain loaded. friend Tanishige comes up to the plate. Batting 238, Tanishige has grounded out to the pitcher and grounded out to first so far today. Junichi hoping to break things open here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First offering to Tanishige is a low and away. Kuda grabbing the ball before it goes back to the backstop. Next offering, swung on and lifted to the right side. Catcher Kuda gives chase, but the ball bounces just in front of the cameraman box on the right side before he can reach it. Good try by Kuda there. Hanshin blank in the bottom of the fifth inning. Trail the Giants 4-0 after five complete. The Birds of Jingu leading Yokohama 6-4 after 5 complete. Next pitch to Tanishige, swung on and blooped toward right field. One run in, two runs in. And we have a tie ball game here in Nagoya Dome on a bloop single to right by Tanishige. Just a little blooper, and two runs come home. So we've got a 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners at first and third now. And one out. Takahashi comes up to pinch hit for the pitcher, batting 309 on the season. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Runners at first and third. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Three runs in so far for Junichi. The second pitch misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Takahashi. Takahashi has three home runs on the year, one of them a sayonara home run here at Nagoya Dome. Next pitch swung on and lifted to shallow right field. Franco goes back and with his back to the plate reaches up and makes a great catch. Nice catch by Franco going out toward right. Making a football type receive. Runners hold at first and third, and we now have two down. Back up to the top of the order we go in Araki. Araki has grounded out to first, singled to left, and grounded out to short so far this evening. First offering misses low and away in the dirt. Ball one. The second offering, also in the dirt outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Kuroda comes set. The no-strike two-ball pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play. Back over the backstop. We have one out. No, two outs now. Runners at the corners. Next pitch swung on and just foul. The Hiroshima third baseman, Arai, thought that that was a fair ball. He thought that he fielded the ball over the third base bag, or just behind the third base bag. Threw to second and would have had the force out, but the third base umpire standing on the line ruled the ball foul. Yamamoto Kantoku comes out for a short word, but nothing comes of it. The umpire is sure of himself there. And I'll have to agree this time. So the foul ball brings the count even at 2-2, and the next pitch is swung on and poked into right field. One run comes home. Tanishige slides into third base ahead of the throw, and the Chunichi Dragons take a 4-3 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So, with two down, runners at the corners, all over again, Ibata comes up to bat. Morino having scored there, the fourth Chunichi run of the inning. The next offering misses down low, ball one. No strikes, one ball to count to Ibata. Kuroda, having pitched five great innings, just can't seem to get that last out here in the sixth. Of course, Kuroda will be the second batter in the top of the seventh. Probably one reason why he's being left in there. Second pitch to Iwata fouled off to the right side and off of a fan's head. The 1-1 pitch, Iwata squares to bunt, takes the ball up high. We have two down. Iwata going for a safety squeeze. Hoping to fool the infield and hopefully beat out a bunt. He has the speed. Next pitch, broken bat, and the third baseman jumps over the bat, lunges forward, and makes the catch on the line. That wasn't an easy play by third baseman Arai with the bat coming right at him, or a piece of the bat coming right at him. But he manages to hold on to the ball, and the side is retired. But not before Chunichi come up with four runs on two walks, a double, and a couple of singles. At the end of six complete now, the Chunichi Dragons have turned this one around and lead it by a score of 4-3. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the seventh inning. Fourth pitcher of the evening for the Chunichi Dragons, Hirai, comes in to pitch. The Dragons have taken a 4-3 lead in the sixth inning. Walks have finally come back to hurt Kuroda. The first pitch to Kuroda, leading off the top of the seventh, misses outside for ball one. Second offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Hirai's third offering misses up and away for ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. The fourth pitch in the dirt, ball three. One strike, three balls, the count. In the bottom of the sixth inning at Jingu, Yakult continues to lead the Bay Stars by a score of 6-4. After six complete, the Giants lead Hanshin 4-0 at Koshien. The next pitch is fouled off to the backstop by Kuroda. Actually, that's not Kuroda. That's Hidanaga pinch hitting for Kuroda. The full count pitch swung on and grounded up the middle. The second baseman fields the ball to the right of the bag. Araki throws over to first in time for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up a pinch hitter for Kuroda. Asai batting 250, no home runs, 9 RBIs. Comes in to pinch hit. The first offering is in there for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. After 5.5 at Cebu Invoice Dome, the Lions continue to lead the Tohoku Dakuten Golden Eagles 6-2. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Lotte in the bottom of the seventh inning continues to lead Oryx by a score of 4-0 at Chiba Marine Stadium. Third offering swung on. Third baseman Tatsunami gives chase, but this ball is going into the stands and out of play. Both the games started later than all the other games by 15 minutes, but they're well ahead of the other games. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Count remains two strikes, one ball to Asai. Thank you. Next pitch, Asai tries to reach for it, can't get it. Strikes out swinging. That's the second out of the inning. That ball was way outside. Asai reaching for it. So with two down, that'll bring us back to the top of the order in Ogata. Hirai's first pitch to Ogata just catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Batting 310 on the season, 17 home runs and 48 RBIs. Ogata has flown out to right, grounded out to short, and struck out swinging. Second offering called strike two on the outside corner. So Hirai hitting those corners. Two quick strikes on Ogata. Third offering in the dirt outside. Ball one. Hirai has the sign. End of the windup. And the pitch. Misses high and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The next offering swung on and lined, a short liner, just grabbed before it hits the ground by shortstop Ibata, running in, and it's a line out to short to end the inning. So it's 3-3 for the Carp in the seventh. Going to the Chunichi Dragons, lucky seven. The Dragons continue to lead this one by a score of 4-3. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Dragons are going to be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 to welcome Hiroike to the mound. The second cart pitcher of the evening. This is the same order that started off the big 4-run 6th inning for Chunichi as they sent 9 batters to the plate, 4 of them scoring, taking a 4-3 lead. Ishihara comes in to catch for Hiroshima. As catcher Kuda was replaced by a pinch hitter. And of course, the new pitcher, Hiroike. Tatsunami stands in. Tatsunami has grounded out to short, flown out to left, and led off the sixth inning with a base on balls. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lining the ball over the second base bag. One hop, two hop to the center fielder. And one pitch, the Chunichi Dragons have a base runner. That'll bring up first baseman Woods. Woods doubled in the sixth inning. Otherwise, he's grounded out to first and reached on a base on balls so far tonight. Batting 307 now. The first pitch, in at Woods' feet, and it bounces back to the backstop. Woods backed out of the way of the ball, and the runner goes to second base on the wild pitch. Huh? The official scorer is passing that a pass ball, or is scoring that a pass ball. I disagree with that. I think that was a wild pitch. So, with ball one to Woods, we have a runner at second base now. Nobody out. Chunichi looking to increase their lead. Second offering called strike one on the outside part of the plate. The third pitch misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls, the count. The fourth offering, inside but swung on a miss by Woods, strike two. That brings the count even at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch misses inside, ball three. Woods not going for that one. That brings the count full. Runner at second base, Woods at the plate. Nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Chunichi leading by a score of 4-3. Hiroike turns and fakes the throw to second to keep Tatsunami close. And the next pitch is grounded to shortstop, the throw to third, And the throw is in time, but the umpire calls him safe. It's ruled an infield hit for Woods. I would have thought it was a fielder's choice, but again, I disagree with the official scorer. Woods comes out for a pinch runner, and that does not look like Tatsunami at third base. I believe that a pinch runner has come in for Tatsunami as well. So Woods is credited with an infield hit. It's Kawai coming in to run for Woods. The world champion bunter. The first pitch to Fukudome with runners at the corners and nobody out. Misses out and away. Ball one. Second offering, swung on and looped into right center. That ball's rolling all the way to the fence. One run is in. And the pinch runner that was on first base holds at third. On Fukudome's double to the right center gap. So for Chunichi, they take a 5-3 lead. That was the second RBI by Fukudome tonight. And that brings up center fielder Alex, as a lot of carp gather around the mound, and Hidoike is relieved. Nobody out, one run in, runners at first, at second and third. Fukudome is given some instructions by the third base coach. While we take a break. And this is a good time to go over scores in other games. At the end of 6.5, Yokohama trails Yakult 4-6. At Jingu Stadium, the Giants lead Hanshin Tigers at the end of 7 complete, 4-0. At Koshien, the Hanshin Tigers' big homecoming, not going their way tonight. Over in the Pacific League, the Cebu Lions lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 6-2. The Lions batting in the sixth inning. And after 7.5 at Chiba Marine Stadium, Chiba Lotte Marines lead the Oryx Buffaloes by a score of 4-0. Here at Nagoya Dome, the Chunichi Dragons have taken a 5-3 lead here in the 7th inning. Tanaka has taken the mound for the Carp. And the first batter he'll face is Alex. The first pitch to Alex misses inside for ball one. Alex has grounded out to short, flown out to right, and reached on a base on balls in the sixth inning, later to score. The second offering is swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman Kurihara gives chase, and in front of the fence, makes the catch, falls down. Third base batter, or third base runner, Kawai touches up, and before Kurihara can get up, Kawai comes across home plate just in front of the throw. So, it's a sacrifice foul fly to first base for Alex. So, not a bad at-bat for Alex. The first out of the inning. And the second run across in the inning for Chunichi, giving them a 6-3 lead. First pitch to left fielder Morino, misses outside for ball one. Fukudome also moved to third on the play. Second pitch called strike one down the middle. The third pitch misses inside. Ball one. One strike, two balls to count. And the fourth offering is swung on and missed. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Morino so far tonight has grounded out to first, grounded into a fielder's choice to end the fourth inning to second, and reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. And the 2-2 pitch is grounded through the right side into right field, base hit. Fukudome scores easily from third base, and the Dragons take a 7-3 lead. That's Morino's first hit of the evening. And that'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Tanishige is grounded out to the pitcher, grounded out to first, and hit a bloop single, scoring two in the sixth inning. That tying the game up at the time. And he takes the first pitch from Tanaka outside for ball one. The second offering, Tanishige taking all the way, misses down low, ball two. It looked like Tanishige might have been backing out, trying to call time, but time was not called. The third pitch swung on and grounded to the left side, past a diving third baseman and into left field. Base hit. So the hit parade continues for Chunichi here in the seventh inning. That puts runners at first and second, one out, 3 runs in so far this inning, as the Chunichi Dragons take a 7-3 lead. That brings up the pitcher spot. But we're going to see Watanabe pinch hit, batting 261, 1 home run and 8 RBIs. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lifting this one deep to right field. Right fielder goes back and at the warning track makes the catch. Quickly turns, throws the ball back in. The runner is touching up at second as the runner gets away from the cutoff man. And Morino takes third base on an error by the cutoff man, Franco. Franco failed to handle the cut, the ball getting away from him. Morino quickly touching up and moving over to third base. So we now have two outs, runners at the corners, and top of the order, Araki up to bat. He swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Araki has a pair of singles and a pair of ground outs so far tonight. The next pitch knocks Araki down inside. One and one now the count. Yakult has added a run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Still batting in the bottom of the seventh, now leading Yokohama by a score of 7-4 at Jingu Stadium. The third offering misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls to count to Araki. With runners at the corners and two down here in the bottom of the seventh. Tigers are batting in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing 4-0. The next offering is swung on and grounded through the left side, base hit. And Morino scores from third base, making that a costly error. On that fly out to right. So the Chunichi Dragons take an 8-3 lead and are still batting here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runners now at first and second. Shortstop Ibata at the plate. Ibata has walked, singled, grounded out to second, and fouled out to third base. He takes the first pitch for strike one. Next pitch, grounded to the shortstop. Throw over to first is in time for the final out of the inning. But it comes way too late for the Hiroshima Carp. And at the end of seven complete, the Chunichi Dragons take a 8-3 lead. welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Mike Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the eighth inning here. The Hiroshima Toyo Carp trailing this one by a score of 3-8. Over at Chiba Marine Stadium, the Chiba Lotte Marines have finished blanking the Oryx Buffaloes, shutting them out by a score of 4-0. The last game to get underway being the first game finished tonight. Kobayashi threw a complete game for his 12th win of the season against 5 losses. Veteran Yoshi took the loss, 6-3 now. At Seibu Dome, the Seibu Lions continue to lead Dakuten by a score of 6-2. That after 6 complete. Yakult, batting in the 7th inning with 2 down, leads the Yokohama Bay Stars by a score of 7-4. And here at Nagoya Dome, Chunichi Dragons are up 8-3. Taking the mound for Chunichi this inning is Takahashi. And the first pitch to leadoff batter Yamasaki is lifted up high and foul to the right side. It's the first baseman. I'm not sure. We have a lot of changes for Chunichi this inning. Who makes the catch in front of the first base coach's box for the first out of the inning. Let's see. Kawai stays in the game at third base for Chunichi. And Hito... Hidenori stays in the game in the outfield. I'm not sure which field. Shima swinging at the first pitch, lifts it up to right field where Fukudome comes running in and makes the catch for out number 2. So Takahashi throws 2 pitches and has 2 outs here in the top of the 8th inning. That brings up Arai, who takes the first pitch for a called strike 1. No, actually that was ball 1. Looked like a good pitch. The second offering is swung on and fouled off to the right side. Tanishige gives chase, but that ball goes up into the stands, and that evens the count at 1-1. But I have singled, struck, and struck out twice so far tonight. The third pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 2. A big swing and a miss by Arai. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. This one goes out of play without a chase. They're going to the bottom of the ninth inning at Koshien. Giants leading by a score of 4-0 there. The next pitch is swung on and grounded or lined to left center. That ball's going all the way to the fence. And before it comes back, Adai is standing on second base with a two-out double. That'll bring up left fielder Maeda. Maeda hit a two-run home run after Adai singled up the middle in the second inning to start off the scoring of this game. Maeda batting 315 with 23 home runs. 3-for-3. The home run and a pair of singles. Maeda also had a pair of home runs in yesterday's game against Hanshin. First pitch by Takahashi here misses outside. Ball one. The second offering, and the third base umpire says that Maeda failed to check his swing as he backs all the way out of the batter's box. Maeda went around trying to avoid the pitch inside. I think he was just trying to fight the pitch off. Third offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. That brings the count to two strikes, one ball. Next pitch swung on and lined to deep right field. Fukudome looks up. Monknashaita! Home run! Maeda, a pair of home runs two nights in a row. And that's Maeda's 24th home run of the season, cutting the Dragons' lead in half now, 8-4. Oh no, it's 5. 8-5. Two-run home runs tonight by Maeda. And there's a meeting at the mound. Ochiai Kantoku going out to have a word with Takahashi himself. Umpire comes out to break it up. And Takahashi remains on the mound. Next up is first baseman Kurihara. So, Takahashi gets the first two outs fairly easily. Two pitches, two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. But a double and home run put another two runs on the board for Hiroshima, who now trail 5-8. The first pitch to Kurihara misses down low, ball one. Next pitch, also down low, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Yokohama's come back with one in the top of the eighth inning. Trail by two again, 5-7. They're at Jingu. The third offering to Kurihara is swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman comes over and in foul territory makes the catch for out number two. And, oh, that's the third out. So that retires the side, but not before Maeda hits his second two-run home run of the evening to narrow the gap a little bit. The Carp now trail this one at the end of 7.5 by a score of 5-8. We'll just head on over to Koshien real quick. Sheets is batting with two down and nobody on in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hanshin trailing by a score of 4-0. Sheets swings and misses at the next pitch. Two strikes, no balls to count. Sheets starting at first base for Hanshin tonight. The next pitch swung on a miss. Sheets strikes out. And the Hanshin Tigers take a loss in their homecoming game to Koshien after their death road trip. So that one's in the books. Hanshin Tigers lose 4-0 to 42-year-old Kudo. Meanwhile, back at Nagoya Dome, the Chunichi Dragons are coming up for their eighth inning. In to pitch is Amano for Hiroshima. I think that's how you say his name. The Chunichi Dragons coming up with two big four-run innings in the sixth and seventh. Here in the eighth, they'll be starting with Tatsunami, who led off both the sixth and seventh innings. Seem to be taking quite a while here before getting back to action. So going over to Jingu, the Bay Stars have tied the ball game. 7-7 at Jingu with three runs in the top of the eighth. Bay Stars are still batting in the top of the eighth. The Cebu Lions continue to lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 6-2. They're in the top of the eighth inning there. Amano, first pitch to Hidenori? I keep forgetting his name. Nonetheless, it's called strike one. Next pitch, misses low, ball one. 1-1. need to quickly look up the Karp lineup. His last name is Watanabe. I just can't remember his first name, and that's what he goes by. Next pitch misses outside. Ball two. Fourth offering, right over the outside part of the plate. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to the right side. Catcher giving chase, but that ball goes into the stands. Foul ball. The 2-2 offering swung on and missed. Strike three. And that is, yes, it is Red Hidenori. So Hidenori, who came in as a pinch runner last inning, stayed in the game in left field. Strikes out swinging to start off the inning. That brings up Kawaii, who came in to pinch run for Woods last inning. Former Giant shortstop, playing third base after pinch running, staying in and playing third base. And after swinging and missing the first pitch, takes the second pitch for a ball, and third pitch for ball two. And I'm all cut up on paper and on watching. All these changes. The fourth offering swung on and lined into right center field. The center fielder cuts the ball off before it reaches the wall. Kawaii rounds first, heads into second, and there is no throw into second base as Kawaii comes up with a stand-up double. So, with one out and a runner at second base, that'll bring up Fukudome. Fukudome struck out swinging, flied out to the third baseman, or to shortstop in shallow left. Singled to left and doubled to right. Batting 324 on the year, 18 home runs. The first pitch is swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman is running over there and just in front of the screen makes the catch for the out. So Fukudome fouls out to the third baseman for out number two. That'll bring up center fielder Alex. Alex has grounded out to the shortstop, flown out to right, reached on a baseball base on balls to later score, and has hit a sacrifice foul out to the first baseman to drive in a run. But he's going to get an intentional pass as the catcher stands up and calls for the balls outside. The Carp would rather face Moreno with first base empty and a runner at second base and Alex at the plate. That's ball three. And ball four. Well out of Alex's reach. But Onishi comes up as a pinch hitter. For Moreno. Actually, he's a pinch hitter for the pitcher. The pitcher spot was moved here last inning. And he takes first pitch for a called strike one. Watanabe, who had pinch hit for the pitcher, stayed in the game. Moreno came out with Hidenori taking over and left. The second pitch misses inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here at Nagoya Dome. Chunichi Dragons leading by a score of 8-5. Two down, runners at first and second. Pinch hitter Onishi at the plate. Next pitch swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Pitch misses up high, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The Bay Stars finish their attack in the top of the eighth. Just scoring three, tying that one up 7-7 at Jingu Kyujo. The next pitch is reached out and poked it toward right field. A tall blooper, high blooper. But Franco goes out and again over the shoulder makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So Chunichi gets a couple of runners on, but come up empty in the bottom of the eighth inning. After eight complete here at Nagoya Dome, the Chunichi Dragons lead this one by a score of 8-5.
Me.
Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Cards are sending up the bottom of their order in Franco, Ishihara, and Asai. Iwase comes in to pitch for the Dragons, and he throws a strike to Franco for the first pitch of the ninth. Second pitch is in the dirt, ball one. Iwase is 1-1 on the season, 34 saves and a 1.42 ERA. He is hard to hit. The next offering misses down low, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. The one strike, two ball pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. Franco, one of few batters who don't wear batting gloves. The next pitch, grounder to the first baseman, who tosses to the covering pitcher for out number one. Hiroshima's down to their final two outs. That'll bring up catcher Ishihara. Ishihara came in defensively after a pinch runner was brought in for Kuda. He takes first pitch outside for ball one. Batting 291, one home runs, five RBIs. Oh, this isn't even Ishihara up the bat. This is Asai up to bat. I don't even think it's Asai. No, it's Fukui. Fukui is pinch hitting. The pitcher spot has become the number 8 spot. Ishihara was brought in the number 9 spot, so Ishihara is on deck. With the count, two strikes, one ball, Fukui fouls the next pitch off to the backstop. Count remains two strikes, one ball. Next pitch swung on and grounded through the right side. Second baseman gets his glove on the ball but can't keep a hold of it. Araki settles for hitting back and getting the ball with Fukui safe at first base with a base hit. So, with one out, the Hiroshima Carp get it themselves a base runner. And that will bring up Ishihara. And he's swinging at the first pitch, grounds it to Araki, who's playing in the base path. The runner from first base has to run around Araki to get to second base. That is still Fukui, I believe. Araki throws to first for the force, and we have two down. And we go to the top of the order in Ogata, batting 309 on the season now. 0 for 4 tonight. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lining it over a jumping shortstop and into left center. The ball goes all the way to the wall. Fukui comes all the way around to score from second base as Ogata has himself an RBI double for his first hit of the night. So the Carp cut the lead down to two runs. Now trailing 8-6. Ogata is second base. Two down. Yamasaki coming up to the plate. No, it's a pinch hitter. Nomura batting 274 with four home runs. I haven't seen Nomura in a long time. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it foul past the first base coach. One of those veterans who are nearing retirement. The next pitch swung on and fouled off just foul of the first base bag. Two quick strikes on Nomura. Iwase, next offering, misses way outside, ball one. Nomura not going for that one. Iwase comes set. And the next pitch swung on and hit into foul territory. Third baseman comes over and makes the catch in foul territory for out number three. So Hiroshima comes up with one run here in the ninth inning, but it's too short of Chunichi's total. After 8.5 innings, the Chunichi Dragons win this one by a score of 8-6. For Chunichi, they had 14 hits, 8 runs, no errors. Hiroshima, 12 hits, 6 runs, and committed one error. that one turning out to be rather costly. A quick rundown of other scores tonight. They're in the top of the ninth inning at Jingu. A 7-7 tie between the Yokohama Bay Stars and Yakult Swallows. The Giants spoil the Hanshin Tigers' homecoming to Koshien, defeating the Tigers by a score of 4-0. They're in the top of the ninth inning. Rakuten down to their last out against Cebu. At Cebu Invoice Dome, Cebu leading that one by a score of 6-2. And the Chibolote Marines defeated the Oryx Buffaloes by a score of 4-0 at Chiba Marine Stadium. Once again, here at Nagoya Dome, the Chunichi Dragons with a pair of four-run innings in the 6th and 7th defeat the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 8-6. I'd like to thank you all for listening, either live or via MP3 delay. And I'd like to welcome you all to come and listen again to Pro Yaku Live. Until next week, take care.